So let's bring in Senator Daniel Biss, who is running for governor in the Democratic primary. Senator Biss, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, Justin. Glad to be with you.
So, okay, so this is your big night. How do you guys feel? What do you guys have to do to win this primary?
You know, we have to get more votes than J.B. Pritzker and Chris Kennedy, and I think we're on a great path. I think we have unbelievable enthusiasm today and across the weekend. I think in this weird race with voters in flux and all kinds of undecideds and people moving back and forth, we were the campaign with people in the streets. We were the campaign with a movement fighting for every vote, fighting at every door in every neighborhood. And I think that's not just the way for us to win tonight. It's the way for us to have a Democratic Party that fights for ordinary people and is accountable to ordinary people.
So are you doing anything? Did you do anything different today than you would have otherwise in the last few days?
Yeah, sure. You know, the fact that people are voting means you get to hang out at polling places, shake hands. And
Where did you spend the day today?
You know, I started the day on hanging out at a couple Blue Line stops on the northwest side, and then spent some time in Humboldt Park. Also spent some time in the West Loop, and then wound up on the far south side knocking on doors and again hanging out at polling places. But the thing I want to say is that, you know, obviously it's effective for me as the candidate to talk to voters, but what's more important is for me to help motivate this insanely passionate group of people we had across the state who are just fighting like hell for a cause that really, really matters.
You know, for you, Senator Biss, I'm intrigued that, you know, you chose the spots in Chicago that you said you chose on the last day of Election Day. For you, when I say how are you going to win this thing tonight, where do you have to beat Pritzker? Where do you have to beat Kennedy? Is it in the city of Chicago? Do you have to show up more on the south side of Chicago? Where do you see that that when the returns start piling in tonight, that you will be, you know, pumping fists if the numbers come in for you?
You know, here's what we think. You know, there are the kind of traditional elements of the Democratic Party that are obviously not for me, never have been kind of aligned with my brand of progressive independent politics. We win if other folks turn out. We win if people who are motivated to get engaged because Donald Trump is the president turn out. We win if people who were excited to vote in the presidential primary in 2016, but to be honest, don't usually vote in gubernatorial primaries turn out. And we win if the movement that we've built actually creates a different kind of political resource. And, you know, I wish I could tell you, oh, that's all in, you know, whatever, LaSalle County, but actually it's all over the state, and it's much more, it's a much broader, more diverse movement than you would think, you know, based on the kind of traditional political conventionalism, and that's what I love about it. It's the diversity and the breadth and the fact that we've got people everywhere, talking to voters everywhere, about the stuff that really matters.
But part of the problem is that people aren't inspired. And there's the thought process from you, vote for a leader, not necessarily a checkbook. But there's also, when people look at the candidates, they feel there's no hope. You know, we've had Republicans, we've had Democrats. We're still, the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean under the sand when it comes to pension reform, when it comes to taxing our way out of our problems. So what do you do in that case when nothing is being offered in an election as a sort of tangible solution, and it's just nasty, you know, attacking this person and attacking that person?
You know, we talk all the time in our campaign about changing what's possible. You know, as Democrats, we're all disgusted with Bruce Rauner, who's been a failure, and we all criticize him effectively, as we should. But I say that we got to do more than that. We got to admit that Illinois had problems before Bruce Rauner became governor. And frankly, Democrats had something to do with those problems. And we need to fundamentally transform our politics so the kind of aspirational change that most people in Illinois know in their heart of hearts should be possible actually does become possible. And I think that's been inspiring to a lot of people. And I'm really proud that we're running a campaign that's been based on those aspirations and on the fact that people know if we band together and make a new policy, we can just do better.
All right, so this is it. I mean, obviously, the precincts are starting to roll up. What do you expect, Daniel? I mean, this is the. I mean, you've been involved in elections before. You've done this, but you haven't at this level. I mean, talk a little bit about where you're at. I mean, just this concept of sitting in wherever you're at right now, waiting to go down and talk to your supporters. What are you thinking about on this election night?
You know, I announced this campaign a year ago today, and people laughed me out of the room at the time. And there were people who believed. Most of the conventional wisdom was this guy has no shot, but there were a few people who believed, and they worked together to build a movement. And I'm so proud of the thousands of people across this campaign who actually did something because they thought it would make life better for their own communities and their own children and grandchildren. And I'm thinking tonight about all of them across the state who have worked their hearts out for a year and the responsibility I have to them and what we together will do to transform the state. I feel humbled by it and excited by it, and I just know that if we get this moment right, the sky's the limit.
State Senator Daniel Biss, running for the governor in the Democratic primary. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck.
Hey, thanks so much, Justin.